The vehicle finance market is expanding, but affordability has deteriorated materially, meaning South Africans are stretching themselves to afford new cars. Henry Puerta is executive for strategy and product at APSA Vehicle and Asset. Thank you very much, Henry, for your time this morning. Maybe you can give us a better understanding or context. What's going on?
Hi, Didizili. Yes, the affordability is deteriorating, and it's over a prolonged period since 2015 where vehicle prices increased substantially since 2020. And that affordability has stayed the same since 2020 because we had vehicles coming into South Africa on short supply and consumers had to buy used vehicles during that COVID period. That since has resolved itself, and used new vehicles are in good supply with stable prices over the past 3 years when the rand has now stabilized. So that is assisting.
How should we understand this with new vehicle sales?
New vehicle sales have increased now year on year. Almost every month, the increases are in double digits, 15 to 20%, mainly on consumer vehicles, not so much on light commercial vehicles. And it's the light commercial vehicles that drive the economy. That's your delivery vehicles and small businesses that use them. So if the economy can recover, if we can see growth again, that is where we would want to see vehicle sales growth as well.
Henry, you mentioned the word affordability. So how do you assess affordability?
Affordability is mainly about the income and expenses. The National Credit Act also has certain guidelines that must be utilized when assessing affordability. But the crux of it is, at the end of the month, the consumer must be able to afford the vehicle, afford the insurance, the maintenance of that vehicle. And if that keeps on decreasing, that's when you can't approve as many vehicles for finance. It also helps when interest rates do decline. Maybe not so much on the vehicle because it's a shorter-term product, but one's home loans are also cheaper. That's where your biggest saving comes through. And when that comes through, then consumers have the confidence to buy other white goods, which includes vehicles and accessories for the house.
And when you look at demographics, who is buying? What are they buying? Is there a generational difference?
There is, interestingly, and maybe we can see it in every other new brands that are launched in South Africa, your first adopters are women between the ages of 35 to 45. They've got the spending power, but they also have the more of an inclination to purchase vehicles and brands that are new to the market but offer very good value. So we've seen a higher growth rate in the Chinese vehicles, and with Suzuki coming in, that's also showing strong growth from that age group, and income is between 20 and 40,000 rand a month. So those women do have spending power, and they are seemingly more inclined to buy a new vehicle that's better value, whilst males tend to buy used vehicles that are more established brands.
Interesting. Henry, unfortunately, that's all we have time for this morning. Henry Puerta is executive for strategy and product at APSA Vehicle and Asset.